last night he
caught a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice where he couldn't talk and like that, you say he's...
He has laryngitis.
Or he is...
He's hoarse.
Okay. And if I was doing that, you'd see I have a little...
Cold.
Just... What's that? What's that?
Cough.
You say, you might say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little...
Sick?
No, just say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little...
Tired?
Anything else?
I say weary.
Weary?
Weary.
You better go to bed. I'm feeling a little weary.
Uh-huh.
Say you've been up all day long and your eyes are just hanging. You're sitting there.
I'm sleepy.
Okay. And you might say at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, I got to... At 8 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
Get up.
Or how about at 6 o'clock, I will...
Rise.
Okay. How about if you're trying to get somebody up to go to school, you say, where's Tony? You say, oh, he's still sleeping. You better go...
Wake him up.
If the doctor gave you some medicine, and he told you, what would he say? He'd say, blank one every hour and a half.
Take one every hour and a half.
And you might go back to him and you say, well, I blanked all the...
I've taken all the medicine.
All right, or
I finished with it,
okay.
With the medicine.
And you might say, I blanked some yesterday.
I took some yesterday.
Okay. If you can't hear anybody at all, you might say you're stoned.
Deaf.
Okay. And if a man began to sweat when he started work, by the time he finished work, you might say that he all day long.
Uh-huh.
If a man began to sweat when he started work, by the time he finished work, you say he what all
perspire all day long.
All right, and he perspired all day long.
Uh-huh.
Any other way?
He sweat all day long.
Okay. What do you call those? Sometimes people get them, they get real big and they grow up in them, and they get to a head and they're real sore and...
Arisen?
Yeah, what do they call it? What else they call it? Sometimes you get them on your neck. You see, sometimes they have to...
Whelps?
Yeah, but they're... what do you do with water when you put it on the...
Burrs? Boils.
Yeah,
boils.
You ever see somebody get one there?
Yeah, I had one yesterday.
Oh, okay. All right, what do you call, when a boil opens, what's the stuff that drains out called?
Pus.
Anything else?
That's all I know.
Okay. If you have some kind of an infection in your hand, so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you say, my hand is...
Swollen.
Okay. And, you might say a bee stung me and my hand
swelled.
Okay. And the doctor said, well, don't worry, it looks like it will
go down.
All right. But he says it's going to get bigger for a little bit and then it'll go down. He says, but first it will
swell up.
Okay. And when you get a blister, the liquid that's inside the blister is called what?
What?
In a war, if a bullet goes through somebody's arm, you say he's got a...
Bullet wound.
Okay. And do you know there's a kind of skinless growth that's in a wound, okay? Like somebody gets a wound. And it's got to be burned out, all right? And it's a kind of flesh that grows inside the wound.
Tissues?
Yeah, it's like tissue. And when a wound doesn't heal clean, a white granular substance might form around the edge. Do you know what that's called?
Pus. Infection.
Okay. All right. It's called some kind of flesh. You ever heard that? You ever heard proud flesh? You ever heard that term at all? Never?